Christian Audio presents Loving My Actual Christmas, An Experiment in Relishing the Season by Alexandra Kirkendall, narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Introduction: A Recalibrating of the Season. The Need. Every year, I pull out my boxes of Christmas decorations from our garage attic and declare, "This year will be different." As I stand on the garage's concrete floor, holding a mess of tangled Christmas lights, I wonder if I should toss the blob out and head to Target to buy new ones. But I'm too cheap and lazy to make the trek out in the Colorado cold. So, as I unweave the strings from one another, I once again resolve when the season is done and it's time to pack up these lights, I will not throw them in the boxes in a tangled wad like I did the year before. Those wads of light represent how I feel at the end of the previous Christmas season. By the time I need to pack them up, I'm exhausted and done. I strip the decorations off the tree and front porch and stuff them in those boxes with a fury, figuring it will all get organized the following year. Because by the time Christmas has come and gone, I want nothing to do with the holiday. This year is already different. We are coming off of a difficult few months. In early October, my stepfather, Larry, aka Grandpa, passed away. He was a pillar in our family, a presence in our day-to-day, and our hearts are aching. In some ways, we are going through the motions of life, through all the firsts without him. The first Thanksgiving, ballet recital, and now Christmas. It is new, and it is hard. A few years ago, I walked through the maze of cubicles in my then office, making post-holiday small talk with my coworkers. Of course, the standard question was, "How was your Christmas?" I was tired and frustrated, to the point I couldn't even fake the rote expected answer of "great" or even "fine." I was on the brink of quitting Christmas forever. "I hated it," I found myself repeating to my friends. Other than the baby in the manger, I could do without the whole thing. Not exactly what I'd been aiming for in the most wonderful time of the year. My youngest was still a toddler. Normal life was already exhausting with four children, work deadlines, and sleep deprivation as the standard background music to my days. So on top of the usual stress and overcrowded schedule, I added in shopping, parties, special food, kids on school break for nearly a month, teacher gifts, family visiting, concerts, shows, church services, decorations, wrapping, and all of the million extra details that go into orchestrating Christmas. When it was over, I wanted to collapse. And yet I knew Christmas couldn't be avoided. In fact, it shouldn't be, because of that baby in the manger, that reason for the season. I knew the holiday itself was a good thing. Just the way it was playing out in my life was crazy-making. How could I possibly do Christmas differently, so that I wasn't starting the new year by ripping decorations off of the tree and slamming them into their boxes? There had to be a different approach, a better way. But why all of this stress in the first place? Where is this coming from? Two things. One, expectations of the holidays. Two, disappointment with the life that surrounds Christmas. Let's talk first about expectations for those of us who are what I like to call the orchestrators of Christmas. Just as Mary birthed Jesus on the first Christmas 2 millennia ago, we women rebirth Christmas every year with our efforts of putting on a production of special. We have standards of what we think Christmas should be. They come from our own childhoods, from commercials, from Pinterest. We consciously and unconsciously gobble up these ideas, most of which are based in beauty, fun, and general goodness, and digest them into our psyches, believing this must be how Christmas should be. The problem is, there aren't one or two special touches we connect with the season. There are a gazillion and one. And in our attempts to orchestrate them all, we overextend. Then there's the life we're living, which offers the context for our Christmas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?